Donna, let me read this to you from Michelle Goldberg, a feminist writer writing in the liberal website Slate. She says, feminists have repeatedly and convincingly made the case that when women say they've been sexually assaulted, we should assume they're telling the truth. Particularly when it comes to the story of Juanita Broderick, it's not easy to square the arguments against believing her with the dominant progressive consensus on trusting victims. What do you think?
Well, first of all, in the context of Donald Trump, who has built his campaign on mocking women, attacking immigrants, of course, and smearing Muslims, I'm not surprised that Donald Trump has decided to go into what I call the sleaze basket to try to bring up anything that would keep him from having a real conversation about issues that matters to the American people. When it comes to sexual assault, violence against women, I think Democrats and liberals and progressives have a good history on ensuring that women are able to tell their truth and to ensure that there are laws properly on the books to allow victims of these crimes and abuses to have their day. So I don't think there's any contradiction there. Now, if Donald Trump believed that this is one way to silence Hillary Clinton mm-hmm. when she brings up his misogyny and his attacks on women, I don't think that's going to work either.